Saving money now during Menards Bag Sale. All prices after 15% bag sale discount. Pick up a six-pack of LED light bulbs for just $2.97. Get a wood or fiberglass claw hammer for only $2.29 each. 52-ounce bottles of Ajax dish soap, just $2.97. And 12 packs of Shasta soda in assorted flavors are only $4.19. Don't miss out on Menards Bag Sale happening now. Good through January 12th. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. She was eating at a restaurant a few days ago, and she started choking like fuck. And I guess nobody there knew the Heimlich maneuver because that was it. I mean, that's rough. That's a bad way to go. Well, anything's a bad way to go, for God's sake. Tyler asks, is that her leg meat or skin tone pants? No, that was leg meat, Tyler. That's what's going on there. Holy shit. I hate to say it, but it's no surprise to me that she actually passed horribly choking on her actual food. That is rough. My God. Thank you, as always, to the amazing sponsors that help move this show along. A&E Heating and Cooling, 616-516-8579. The immortal Joe Martinez is waiting for your call. If anything happens with your furnace, your AC, perhaps you have an after-hour service call you need taken care of, 616-516-8579 for A&E Heating and Cooling. Frank Fuss is a guru with insurance when it comes to health care through the marketplace, perhaps Medicare or Social Security planning. Frank can help you with all of these things, and it doesn't cost you a dime. So no matter where you are in the U.S., if you have any questions, excuse me, with your insurance and you want to get set up on healthcare.gov, doing that on your own is fine, but it takes a lot of time and you can screw it up. Have Frank do it for free. His services cost nothing. He's paid by insurance companies. Go to buyinsurancehere.com for more information. That's buyinsurancehere.com. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be back with more. Thank you so much for being here. Stand by. More of the show coming up. All right. One of my favorite things that I've played for you than anything that is created by AI. My favorite is like these sports press conferences where, you know, AI has them saying something that they didn't really say. The latest one is I posted it on Facebook, or reposted it, I guess. A fancy way of saying stolen. This one is Jared Goff. And I always write, not AI Jared Goff. But it is, in fact, AI.
Darnold's granddad might have been the Marlboro man, but I fucking smoked Sam's sorry ass tonight.
That's true, by the way. Sam Darnold's grandfather.
Darnold's granddad might have been the Marlboro man, but I fucking smoked Sam's sorry ass tonight. He ain't no ginger Jesus. Just another false fucking prophet, leading the bum ass Vikings to more disappointments. A poor man's Kirk Cousins, a white Warren Moon. There's a reason half the teams in the NFL cut the guy. They cut Sam because he's nothing more than a trash can with arms and legs. Just a redheaded stepchild that nobody wanted. The guy got passed around the NFL, just like Joy Taylor got passed around Fox. In any case, the game was a cakewalk. I put up 230 in the air and a tutty tonight. Jahmyr Gibbs got a goddamn hat trick on the ground. Meanwhile, Minnesota's self-appointed messiah couldn't score a single touchdown all night. Anyways, with that easy victory, my Lions officially win the NFC North. We're going to enjoy our bye week, and I'm going to laugh my ass off when Sam's Vikings get dumped out of the playoffs by the Rams in LA next week. See you guys later.
So great. Very funny. I also have a clip of this is Taylor Decker of the Lions, one of the offensive linemen. He has a message for people like me who, like, thought that the Lions were going to lose.
Yeah, I mean, the first time was always going to be the best, you know? Kind of popped in my cherry, I guess. I mean, this might sound crazy to people, but to me going out there tonight, it wasn't, are we going to win? It's by how much. That's how we felt, and we know there was a lot of people that didn't feel that way. Fuck them. I mean, that's how I feel about it, you know, counting our defense out and talking bad about them. I mean, they were incredible today at all levels. And I think Dan said this before, nobody's going to write our story but us. So, yeah, it's definitely a special team and a special group.
Yeah. I like what he's saying there. I think that when you have people like me that are like, oh, boy, that too many injuries, you're not going to win. Didn't even think for a second that the Lions had the ability, the coaching staff and the players, for the backups to play at a high level. And they obviously did. So then there was the idea, I think it was Mark Schlereth was talking about how the previous week the Lions played all their key players, including the backups, who were filling in for the injured players against San Francisco. And then he's like, you know, at the time, everybody just talked shit about how dumb that was. He goes, but if you think about it, all these players that played in the San Francisco game are backups who needed the playing time. They needed to play and improve. And lo and behold, it looks like they did a goddamn great job. I think this is a perfect way, with the Lions winning, for them to do just what Taylor Decker suggested, saying, fuck them. That is exceptional. And I think he and the Lions are onto something with that. It's unfortunate, though, that in the first round, they're going to lose to either the Rams or the Vikings. That breaks my heart. I don't even like saying it anymore. It's really difficult for me to even try to continue this nonsense. Hats off to Josh, who was all fucked up. I don't know what the fuck was going on with Josh. He had all sorts of shit wrong with him. But I think he's back. Got back to work this morning, EZ. Thanks for the live entertainment while I was off feeling like death. Back to listening to you later in the day for me now. I forget what happened to you. We talked about it, but you had something fucked up. Did they remove like part of your colon or some shit? Ugh. Sorry. I'm glad you're feeling better, though. This is a sad portion of the show. Yeah, he said 8 inches of colon. God damn. You don't want to be having your colon ripped out. Sad moment, to be sure, for Rick Schmisch. I think I say that right. I've asked you that before, but I forget. Rick and Mrs. Rick had to put their puppy dog down. And I am really good at this. I am really good at eulogizing people's pets based on very little information. And I'm going to do that right now. Okay. Easy. We had to put our loving puppy down after 14 years with him. Dash was the king of the palms. House is too quiet now. Okay, let me just say this. You know, like a lot of times you'll see the picture of a dog and then you get their name and it just fits. When I hear Dash, I think of character from The Incredibles, that little fucker who'd run all over the place. I'm guessing that that's why you named this little fucker Dash. So, King of the Poms. So, does that mean Pomsky or Pomeranian? I don't know. But all I can see is that it's got like a tiny, it looks like a tiny fat fucking wolf face with pointy ears and a little body and a little tail that curves up. And this looks like the type of dog that requires some serious grooming. And in this particular picture, the dog looks very fluffy. Quite a durable-looking dog in this picture as he's standing in front of a couple of pink flamingos in the middle of a yard. What an adorable little fucker that Dash is. I am so sorry that Dash is not with us. This dog is smiling like crazy in this picture. What an amazing pooch. Man, that must have been some great years. 14 years with this little guy. This is Dash with Rick, who's, I think he looks drunk here, frankly. But here he is smiling with Dash, and Dash is like, God damn it. And here is Dash on his little dog bed in the yard. It looks like it's at some place where there's camping going on, actually. Rest in peace, Dash. You're one of the greats. Rick adds, my wife is going to love hearing you talk about him. I love talking about people's dogs. The impression I get of them just by seeing a couple pictures. That seems like the type of dog who, where maybe not when he was older, but when he was younger, you could just like walk up to him and go, come on. And he would jump like, and actually you could catch him in your arms like that. And then you just like hold him. And he's all like fuzzy and fun. Oh my God. What the fuck? I'm sad for you. This is going to be a bummer. You're probably crying like fucking crazy right now hearing me talk about the dog. And you should be. You miss that little bugger. This is not easy. Shit. I don't even like thinking about it. I hope you get another dog. And you know how people say, yeah, but you got to wait. And I'm like, no way. Fuck that shit. No waiting. Get after that and get your new dog. Tophus says, my dog passed away the day after Christmas. Oh, Jesus. I'm sorry, buddy. I am so sorry. That's worse than people dying, in my opinion. Yeah. And I'm not ashamed to say that. People are cocks. They can be such assholes. Dogs and cats are the worst. And then you got to like put them. Sometimes you put the animal down. I don't even like thinking about it. Bruce came in here today and he fresh off of a visit to the doc. And he said, easy. This dog needs some dental work. We got to clean his mouth, his tartar off. And he's got a cracked tooth. That is a problem. We got to, put a veneer on that, unless if it's really a problem, then we're going to extract the tooth. And I was reminded of that because his breath smells so fucking bad. I had forgotten about that. And little bastard comes in, he's sitting right here, and he's going, and I'm like, it's worse than like a fart. It's that bad. And I'm like, what is going on here? And I go, well, I probably should have the dog's mouth cleaned. With what the doc suggested. So I called him back up. I booked it. So next week on Wednesday, Bruce goes in. And it scares me, okay? Because They have to put him under to do it. So it's always concerning to me. You know, because I have a friend, Go Josh Go from the Griffins game. They did the same thing to his dog, and the dog never came out of it. The dog croaked. Maureen says, animal dental work is super expensive. You're not kidding. The cheap side is like $600. They give you like a range. And they said like $620 to $920. And I'm like, oh. Yeah, whatever. Just do it. It's just money. It's just money. We have news. I brought my brother, World Book Jim, and his family to Bosco's Pub to eat. Sit down. Dougie comes walking out. Doug doesn't work there hardly at all now. And I don't know if it's the stress or what, but he's not like there hardly at all. So I'm there. My brother, my sister-in-law, my nephew, my son, my daughter-in-law, my grandkids, Pooh Bear, we're eating hamburgers. My nephew attends college at Grand Valley, just up the road. He wants a job. And conversation starts about between Dougie and my nephew. And they, like, start to chat. And the next thing you know, they're, like, sharing information. And he's going to work there. So Dougie, I said to him, I go, hey, buddy. So being that this is my nephew, I got to explain to him about your dad. What do you mean? I go, well, you know. The part of him where he's a cock. That part. So I made it clear to my nephew. I go, look, everything's cool, but there may come a day when dad shows up there. Doug. And if that's the case, there is potential. All right. There is potential that you could get blamed for everything that's going wrong that you have nothing to do with. I'm warming you up to that idea. This could very well happen. He said, fine. And I even told Dougie, I go, dude, I'm telling him that your dad can do these things. So everybody's on the same page. No mysteries. So there's potential that I'll be working with my nephew. His name is Zachary. He's awesome. So I'm excited about that. Maureen says he's going to take all your work hours. Probably. I haven't worked there in weeks. Every Sunday, I say, these are the days I can work. And then I never hear from anybody. If I ever hear from anybody, it's always like an hour before. Hey, something came up. Can you get here in 3 minutes? No, I cannot. The fuck is wrong with you? My God. Excuse me. All right. Let's see. What else can we talk about today? The Detroit Lions defensive coach is a guy named Aaron Glenn. And he's really looked favorably on by the fans, especially after the performance against the Vikings. Everybody loves the guy. And he is very likely going to be an NFL head coach after this year. All the teams that need coaches are interviewing him right now. The Bears, the Saints, the Jaguars. I forget who else. All these shitty teams are trying to get a hot coach. So the Lions are going to lose this Aaron Glenn guy, and they're also going to lose that Ben Johnson guy. Now, those are key components of the team. They might not ever recover from that. I don't know. It'd be a shame if they lost their opening round playoff game. But Aaron Glenn was at the Lions or at the Pistons game the other night, and they put him on like the big screen. And look at these fans just lose their minds over, you know, with cheering for Aaron Glenn. I guess that's might be his missus, his better half. Of course, there's no one there at the game. They usually get like 3,000 fans there. Okay, that's the biggest cheer that you'll hear at a Pistons game. I honestly don't know how anybody goes to an NBA game. Have you ever paid attention recently to the product on the court? It sucks. It's horrible. Just everybody jacking up threes all the time. It's a pile of shit. The Trojan Man says it's horrible and boring. I'll tell you this, doing the NBA G League games, I love those games. I love everything about those games. If you want to see some outstanding basketball, go to a G League basketball game. These guys are playing as if their lives depend on it. Some of them, this is as close as they'll ever get to the NBA. I remember when I saw Nick Stauskas earn an NBA contract on the G League floor for what was then known as the Grand Rapids Drive. He scored 50 fucking points in a game. And in the second game, he had 50 points midway through the third quarter. So 100 points in two games, not even two games. He was so impressive for two games that a scout who was there immediately called the Boston Celtics and said, he's fucking on fire. Sign him immediately. While the game's going on, word came down that Boston was going to give him a deal and demanded he be taken off the court. I saw this happen with my own eyes. So he's on fucking fire and we pull him out of the game and people are wondering like, why the fuck did we just pull Stauskas out? He's killing it. It's because he was offered an NBA contract and he accepted it. He was gone the next day. I love that shit. G League basketball is great. Jeremy says, brand new arena in Detroit, completely empty for both teams. Yeah, the Red Wings, they suck too. But they're not sucking as much with the new guy. They brought in this new coach. And the players, they obviously hated the other guy. And they've only, I think they've won like a ton in a row, the Red Wings, like four in a row under this new coach. They lost their first game with new guy, and now they haven't lost. Or, well, first they lost game one, and then they've just been winning ever since. I still don't give a shit, though. Our new pal, the Trojan Rise, says, I actually think the Pistons are on the rise. Yeah, I don't know. I know the one guy just got hurt. I forget his name. Jaden Ivey, is that his name? He just got his leg busted in half on the court. Oh, my God. Fuck. All right. So that's that. Let's move on. And I'm going to warn you, I don't have a ton of stuff today. It's been one of these lean days. So you might have the whole, that's 90 minutes of podcast and see you around. But this is fantastic. There's a spot on X that I frequent. It's called Super 70s Sports. And they feature a lot of throwback material from that era of sports. Now, this is not fake. This is actually real. When The NFL today was a thing on CBS the way it was in its old school ways, where like half an hour before the game started, they would do the NFL today with Irv Cross and Brent Musburger and Jimmy the Greek. Well, they would have like an intro for it. And this is described on Super 70s Sports. The 1977 CBS NFL Today intro is fucking spectacular. The plays that they show get progressively more illegal and fucked up to the point I was half expecting some guy to just get murdered on the field. It's like a bit from the film Naked Gun. Do yourself a favor and watch this. So for the audio podcast people, the link will be in the show notes. So I'm just going to play it, and you won't be able to see a goddamn thing, obviously, but for the folks watching it, you will, and then I'll come back and kind of review it, and you'll get an idea as to what is going on here. This is the intro for the NFL Today on CBS.
Brown 45! Brown 45!
So far, so good. Holy shit. Like this. Cliff Branch goes up high for the Raiders, and whoever this is just takes out his legs. You cannot do this in the league. You're gone for like five games. That's just Walter Payton jumping over the fucking pile. Look at this. Terry Bradshaw is going to get slammed down on his fucking head. How's he not dead? This dude for the Cowboys is laying flat on his belly, and some guy, all you see is a foot get buried in this fucker's back. And whoever made this is like, yes, let's just get the most violent, terrible things that exist. These aren't penalties, by the way, back then. They are now. I love this next one. Guy's running like a bat out of fucking hell. And then watch this clothesline. Oh, no. Totally legal. And then this. A face mask is being highlighted during the intro of a show to promote the NFL. They should have one game a year where it's just old school rules. Everything is in play. All that shit you just saw, you can do that for just one game. It's kind of like the NFL's version of what's the name of that fucking film where all the laws are out, the binge or some shit. The fuck is it? Like everybody locks their doors and then there's a big binge of like murder binge. That doesn't sound right to me. Oh, the purge. I was thinking like binge. I was thinking like binge and purge, like bulimia. I never saw it. Chris says, and leather helmets. Oh, my God, yes. That's incredible. Finally for you, I came up with this one on my own. It is a commercial from Germany. The year is 1988. It's a different time. Like, you could make fun of Asian people all the time, and it's no big deal. Like, if you had a commercial now for Chinese food, and in it, you would, you'd have a lady biting into the food, and it's so good that all of a sudden, her eyes turn sideways. She becomes Chinese. That's how good the food is. That was the premise for this fucking commercial. So these people are sitting there eating dinner. It's like I said, a German. So you'll hear German-speaking people in it promoting the Chinese food. It's so good, it's going to turn these German people Chinese. They're all having a good time. This guy is next. Now, he already looks Chinese. Oh, no. Come on. Holy shit. He looks like fucking Bruno Kirby.
Schmecken soll, mag ich fix für China Pfanne. Mit Bambussprossen und der typischen Würzung.
All right. You get it. That's fucked up. Bob says goodbye ears. Chris says looks like Alfred E. Newman. Yeah, it was definitely a different time. You put out something like that and you're pretty much going to get killed. I mean, literally. Killed. Would not be able to get away with that. David says, what the hell? Stevie, I don't know if you were here for the portion of the show when I was talking about the campy new horror film, comedy horror film, Night of the Living Berg. But you seem to me like the type of person who might like this. But I'm mentioning it again. Stevie says, it sounds terrible, Easy. That's the type of movie you would like. David says, I don't remember a film or anything being that crazy back then when it comes to advertising. Yeah, I don't think so, but this is Germany, you know? Anything goes, I guess, in different countries. All right. Thank you, as always, to the rest of my sponsors. In this case, the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage, 231-332-6505. That's 231-332-6505. Buy now, refinance later. That's their motto. No matter where you are in the U.S., if you think you cannot get a mortgage, reach out to Mario and see what he can do for you. First-time home buyers, you're to the front of the line. They've got a special group of people that can work with you and answer all of your questions. 231-332-6505 today. Now, if you've been in your home a while and you're like, God damn it, I need a new roof. Werner Roofing is who I'd like you to reach out to. They put a new roof on my house here, and they can do the same for you. 616-844-5382. That's 616-844-5382. Online at WernerRoofing.com. Fantastic group over there. They will do an outstanding job for you. They'll have it done in a day. I don't know if they're going to do it today with snow on your roof, but you can at least get started with an estimate. Go to their website, fill out the form. They'll contact you by the end of the day. 616-844-5382 for Werner Roofing. W-E-R-N-E-R. That's W-E-R-N-E-R Roofing. .com. For those of you that, I don't want to say smoke necessarily, use cannabis. Some of you go for the gummies, maybe the dabs, maybe you just like a good old fucking blunt. Green Medicine Shop has everything you need. Michigan's newest recreational facility for cannabis. They are in Greenville, Michigan. So if you are in Greenville or the surrounding area, or maybe you're not in the surrounding area, you just want to make the trip because you love supporting my sponsors, get your cannabis from Green Medicine Shop. It's a fantastic place to get your cannabis. They also have medicinal cannabis for those 18 to 21 with a med card, which you can get on their website, thegreenmedicineshop.com. All right. If we have any nominations for the asshole of the day, by all means, you can include them, and we can maybe award somebody with a very special award, that being the asshole of the day. I want to make the people who are climbing into wheel wells the assholes of the day, and I think that all I need is a second on that. I think that that might be a good move. Because you can be an asshole just because you're so stupid. It's brought to you by TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintball.com. Asshole of the day. Wheel well stowaways has to be your asshole of the day. Congratulations. Unbelievable. All right. Patreon bonus podcast comes up a little bit later on. I appreciate you so much. And Stevie says, asshole of the day, whoever came up with that commercial. Jeremy says, asshole of the day, Kenny, for not being here again and 2.2 pounds net lost. Kenny, come on. All right. That's it for me. Thank you, folks. I appreciate you as always. And I'll, as I said, talk to you on the Patreon bonus podcast. Till then, have a good one and bye-bye.